Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. I have Julie Geiser and Megan Mannery in the studio this morning. We're going to be talking about some of the things they're coming up with. Yeah, and Julie's doing her cheer over there. Or Mog. I don't know how I got that started, the Madam Outdoor Goddess thing, but it stuck.
It stuck.
So, how are you ladies this morning?
Doing good. Great.
Megan, how long have you been on now with the Game and Parks? It's about a year?
In this position, almost a year, but almost 3 years total.
And how are you liking this one so far, this position?
I love it.
Good. It sounds like a cool job. Let's talk about what you guys do. So why don't you take the lead?
Yeah, so I'm the Southwest Regional Naturalist. So I lead educational programs in the state parks and schools and libraries or really anywhere else.
That would just be such a fun job, a cool job, particularly with kids, working with them.
Yep.
So.
Absolutely.
And do you get to be her overseer, or what are you inventing stuff for to do?
No. Well, I always invent a lot of stuff for everybody to do. That's why everybody likes me so much. Hey, because I come up with all these brilliant ideas, you know, prairie chicken blinds, crane viewing blinds, programs.
It works.
And then now that Megan's on board, I just shuffle some of this stuff over to her.
I love it, though.
That's good. I mean,
and then we both work hand in hand as well to get a lot of programs done, because, you know, originally I was the only person out here that did educational materials and outreach, and now that she's on board, just think of what we can do.
There you go.
Exactly.
So what are some of the things you got coming up on deck, on tap right now in the next foreseeable future, as they call it?
Right. I'll let Megan go over her stuff
here. I see she's got this official looking flyer.
Right.
Over there.
Yes. So one thing we're really excited about is the North Platte City Nature Challenge, and that's an annual friendly competition between cities globally where we try and identify as many species as possible in urban settings.
So whoever gets the different cities that are participating, whoever identifies the most wins or something to get bragging rights?
Bragging rights. Okay. Come on, North Platte, we got to do this. So it's super easy, super fun.
The City Nature Challenge is April 29th through May 2nd. So on May 2nd, Julie and I and Bonnie Edwards will be at Cody Park.
Oh, let me guess, birds.
Whenever you hear the word Bonnie Edwards, you got to relate that to birds, right?
Mm-hmm, just about. She's synonymous with that.
Yeah, so from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., we'll be identifying birds and plants and aquatic species.
Okay. And any species or any plant classifies, right?
Yeah, and if we find other things, we'll identify them too. But the goal is to post those on iNaturalist, which is a website and an app, and you just snap a photo of whatever wildlife you're viewing and identify it, and it counts towards the City Nature Challenge.
Very cool. Is there any cost to participate in this from anybody?
Absolutely free.
And where do they show up?
Cody Park along the river.
Okay.
From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
That could be fun.
Yeah.
But you can participate in the City Nature Challenge any time that week. You don't have to come to all of the events to participate. You can be anywhere in Lincoln County to participate.
And whatever you see in your backyard can count, too.
Right. But, of course, we'd like to see you at the event.
Very good.
Just think school field trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just putting that word out there.
School field trip. It's right after Arbor Day, so that'd be great.
Uh-huh. Try to get buses of kids to show up.
Right? Absolutely.
And what else you got planned? The one that really interests me is the term you have, BioBlitz.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that one.
So I kind of describe it as biologists or experts from each field of biology coming out to identify their species or what they study and showing other people how they do it and what it's like to have their job.
I can identify with that.
Right. She'll be putting one on at Buffalo Bill Ranch this year and had great turnout last year with that, and they even found a species that they didn't know existed this far west.
Right. So. What was that?
It was the smooth green snake.
Very good.
Right. So this year, that one's from June 3rd and 4th.
Years ago, I was up in the hills north of Sutherland, and I ran across a species they didn't know was this far west. And I got to talk to a lot of people back in Lincoln, because I got a picture and wrote about an eastern diamondback.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
And everybody went, what?
What is it doing there?
What's it doing there? So, you know, Rocky Hoffman was still there, and he called me. He saw it in the paper, and he goes, where did you do this? And I gave him the GPS coordinates. I said, he's under that yucca if you want to go find him. And then, what's the gentleman that's the snake guy?
Dennis Ferrara.
Dennis Ferrara. Yeah. He had him on the show a couple times, but he wanted to know all about it because that was the furthest west they had ever documented that species.
Right.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool when you can say, yeah, we found that.
Exactly. Exactly.
So who all, you said you had a lot of people attend, but who as far as age group or demographic, that type of stuff, who shows up for these?
Yeah, well, it's really meant for anyone. I love to see kids attending because that's when they're forming those connections with nature. But even for adults, they enjoy it too.
I would think so. If you have any interest in nature at all, learning a little more about it is always fun.
Absolutely. Definitely. Bring your kids, bring your grandkids. If you don't have those, just come out anyway.
I got two grandkids now, but it's hard to get them here from Virginia to do something like that.
Just come on out.
Now you have an excuse to bring them here.
Well, I keep trying to do that. When I get to go see them, they have a city park and a river not far from their house, so we're down there looking at frogs and whatever else we can do.
Absolutely.
And Emmett is two, so he's at the perfect let's go grab a frog age.
Do you ever really grow out of that age, though?
I haven't.
Me neither.
Me neither.
No. I still like poking around anywhere I'm at and just seeing what's there.
Yep.
Got off into a discussion the other day about herons. And I remember one of my professors in college made a statement I've never forgotten. He said a heron is one of the best barometers there are for an ecosystem.
Absolutely.
If you have herons, you've got a good, healthy ecosystem.
Yep.
So that's always stuck with me. And when I see a heron, I go look around, and sure enough, I see all the little fish, whatever little crustaceans and crayfish and is there. So, and those are the things that, what they eat is the first thing impacted by pollution. So
yep, right.
They don't lose it. Now, I have a friend over in Gothenburg who used to have a herony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there must have been 60, 70 nests in there.
Right.
And I'd go out there and take pictures, and then got a little strong with some chemical one time and killed the trees.
Oh, whoops. Yeah.
So the birds moved on, so that's fun. But we have you noticed the herons at Cody Park?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a cool.
Yeah.
Cody Park, for, you know, its size, there's a lot there to do.
There is a lot.
I can see why you picked that spot. That's
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what else you got on your list?
Well, we also have the prairie chicken viewing blind going on right now, which for
that's people.
That's
southwest of town?
Yep, okay. Yep. It's on the NCORP property. If you haven't seen the prairie chicken mating rituals, it's kind of a, I always tell people, this is a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
Megan and I just went out last Saturday. It was Megan's first time to see it, and you should have seen her face.
Was that the first time you saw prairie chickens?
Yes,
and
it was
booming?
So entertaining. I have, you know, learned about them and heard of this ritual, but to actually see it firsthand is something totally different and definitely worth it.
It is amazing to see them and the dance themselves, and then if you look, there's several of the Plains Nation, Native Americans, Plain Nations, that have prairie chicken dances.
Yep.
Right.
That's what I told Megan. I said, if you watched, you know, and even the pinnae feathers on the top of the prairie chickens' heads, they took a lot of their headdresses off of
They were so in tune with nature that they mimicked a lot of that. And you can, if you've seen them both, you go,
yep,
they got it right.
Yep.
They got it right. I had seen prairie chickens before, but I had a chance years ago. Mitch Glidden, you know Mitch?
Yep.
He's got a prairie chicken tour up there, too.
Right.
And I had a friend of mine that's an artist in Omaha call me, and he said, I've got somebody I want to bring out and show prairie chickens to. Where should I go? So I got them hooked up with Mitch, and it turned out to be Dr. Jane Goodall.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Who was there, so I got to spend the day.
Oh, how cool would that be? Wow.
To talk to her a little bit, which is kind of unique.
We have to get her out, Julie.
Right?
She comes now to Nebraska every couple years to see cranes. She loves the sandhill cranes.
Right.
Wow.
But she's obviously an interesting lady. You know, if you ever watch National Geographic, she's the lady with the big apes.
Yeah, absolutely.
She has done it all.
Yep.
That was a good one. Just watching nature is always fascinating to me. Now, you're reasonably young into all this, Megan. Do you have a favorite animal?
That's a tough one.
Of course it is. That's why I asked the question.
I don't know. I don't always like this question because I have so many different interests.
I know exactly what you mean because when somebody asks me that one, I got to start breaking it down into, all right, reptile, amphibian, mammal.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Bird-wise, ospreys. My favorite.
Yep.
They are cool.
I've watched one out at Sutherland. It's a great place to see them.
It is.
Yep.
I've used them. I was up fishing Fort Robb. We were talking about Fort Robb earlier, and I was up fishing with a couple guys. We were up Soldier Creek fly fishing, and nobody was catching anything. And there's a couple places where the creek opens into a little pond that they've put in, and I watched this osprey dive into that pond a couple times. And he came up empty-handed both times, so I packed up my stuff, started walking back to the vehicles, and they said, where are you going? I said, I'm done. And they said, what do you mean? I said, if he can't catch a fish, I can't catch a fish. So that was the barometer I used that day.
Right, right. So, speaking of fish,
yes.
We are stocking trout into Birdwood Lake, the wildlife management area. I think most people call it or know it by Fire Lake. On, let's see, April 18th, which is a Monday. So there will be more trout stocked in there, and these are going to be probably, 10 to 12 inches, so they're good
pan size, good eating size.
So if anybody wants to get out and trout fish, they'll be hungry that week.
That's such a great fishery, and it's very close to town, easy to get to. You don't need a lot of special gear to do it.
Exactly.
And people don't normally think of finding trout in Nebraska along the interstate.
Right.
Yeah.
Hats off to the fisheries guys for getting all that in there.
And trout are a cool water species, and that, that lake will stay pretty cold for quite a while.
I've seen them caught up into the early part of the summer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And they do well.
Yep.
So I hear music in the background, which is Tristan's way of telling me that we need to take some commercials, do some commercials, so stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Julie Geiser and Megan Mannery this morning, and you should hear some of the off-air conversations.
We could be a self-made comedy show, right?
Just about. With the people that we hang around with, you think like Rollinson and those guys, and then, of course, Dick Turpin when he was still with us. He was
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment.
Oh, Turpin, he'd say, now Ricky.
Ricky. he either called you kid or hung a Y on the end of your name.
Right.
Greg Wagner and I were talking about that, and how many stories he had. When I went, I don't know if you saw the obituary, basically, I wrote for Dick.
Yep.
I wrote it in what I considered Dick Turpin style. He would have appreciated that. When I asked the people I know that knew Dick well, I said, send me some stories. And we got to boiling it down, and like 1 in 10 were printable.
Right?
The others probably would stretch the margins of decorum.
Yep.
But they're all classic Turpin.
Yep,
so.
Definitely.
Anyway, we were talking fishing when we got off the air. You got a couple more things coming up.
Right.
You got the fishing challenge thing.
Yes, the Take 'em Fishing Challenge. I think we're in our fourth year that Game and Parks is putting this on. And what it is we're hoping that experienced anglers or anglers that fish frequently will take someone.
Thing,
yeah, yeah, it's like a mentoring thing. We'll take maybe a lapsed angler, somebody that maybe hasn't gone for a while, or new people.
Right.
Of any age, doesn't matter. Get them out in the field, snap a picture of you, and then go on the Game and Parks webpage and submit your photo. And
you get a photo and a little story, just
yep.
a few words
yep,
about what
few,
you were doing,
yep.
where.
We were at Maloney mm-hmm. catching walleye, blah, 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 you know.
Okay.
And tons of prizes, monthly prizes, and typically we have a grand prize at the end.
Which
of
is generally pretty good stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. So and
I think
the,
you should be able to test that, quality control test it before
I
we
know,
get
that's
there.
That's what I told them, but... They weren't buying that for some reason.
I mean, now, it's been like boats and
yeah,
motor training, you know, good stuff.
UTVs, so. Boats, mm-hmm. or take 'em camping challenge. You know, we give away a really nice camper at the end of that. So it just depends on, you know, the sponsors and what we can
right.
can work out with, you know, our other organizations. So, but that'll go partnerships. Yes.
Yes.
That'll go through the 15th of this month through September 15th. So if you're
there
out
you
fishing, take somebody else out. Get outside. You know, it's time well spent.
There's your tagline. talking about fishing, and right now this time of year, the guys with the fisheries group, they're out catching walleyes for,
right.
you know, milking the walleyes and getting eggs and stuff. And I think off air, one of our conversations, you said the goal this year is to come up with like 150-something million eggs
right.
that gets dispersed out to the different hatcheries for rearing and then put back into Nebraska waters.
Yep.
Those guys do
Oh, they're fantastic.
Job.
Yeah. And I don't think, you like and like we said, they don't get the credit for all that they do.
No, mm-hmm. they don't. And they're such of a behind-the-scenes thing.
Yep.
And we talked about that, you know, the percentage of fish that are caught in Nebraska that are hatchery reared versus
natural
production is
yep.
way off the charts, probably 90% of them.
Exactly.
Maloney's a good example.
Yep.
Monty Madsen told me one time, he said when they measure their angler hours on the water type thing, Maloney is one of the hardest, is the hardest hit lake in the state of Nebraska,
yep. mm-hmm.
particularly for walleye.
Yeah.
And it's probably due to the railroad and not having normal schedules like everybody else
right.
when you're normally out there fishing on the weekends. There are guys out there
every day.
Every day.
Yep.
And
they are catching walleye right now at the
ones.
Inlet. Nice ones.
Ones.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I had a guy I was talking to out at the inlet the other day. He said that, yeah, they were running, they were biting, they were doing good. He said, if you stand here long enough, he said, one's going to run up the bank between your feet. He said, they're that active right now.
Right.
But, yeah, those guys just do a marvelous job and cover a lot of ground. Not only
yep.
walleye. They,
yeah.
They cover a lot of stuff.
Well, one of my favorites is, of course, Northern Pike.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, the guys catch a lot of pike, up at the refuge in on Merritt, and then they also catch the muskies, and then they make tiger muskies, which
right.
are going into a lot of our lakes. So that hybrid fish is, you know, a muskie pike cross, and you want to talk about neat fish.
Hey.
Just phenomenal. And those tiger muskies, of course, they won't reproduce, but that does give us a little more control in the bodies of water,
right?
Population wise. But our production at our hatchery, you know, those guys work their tails off. And it is a cool process.
It is. And right now, I would imagine in the hatchery here, they've got all the vats filled and you can see the eggs turning.
Yep.
And
yep.
Water
they
being,
are. They're
the oxygen bubbled through it and stuff.
Yep.
And that's as a biologist, I look at that and I go, man, that is cool.
I know. So. They've got a lot of the eggs that have eyed out right now, and then they've got some of the tiger muskies that are just hatched, you know, and they're just centimeters long, and they're just so cool.
That, yeah, just a little bitty predator.
Yep, little bitty things. But they grow fast. They grow really fast.
When I first moved here and was fishing, I could not believe the diversity of the fish and how many different species that were here.
Right.
And Monty Madsen, again, introduced me to the hatchery and what they did and where they went. And the one that probably intrigued me the most is I was fishing the tail race of the canal back, you know, the tail race there by Cody Go-Karts. You go down to where it dumps into the South Platte River again. And I was around the corner and fishing, and I caught a nice flathead. Well, from my studies and stuff, you know, flatheads are big river fish. And I had this whole image in my head about how this thing migrated up from the Missouri. And then Monty said, no. He said, that we raise them and dump them in the canal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, in this hatchery, they'll produce blue catfish, wipers, white bass, yellow perch. I mean, it's just the blue-green hybrid sunfish.
Yep.
So it's not just the, you know, the big species of walleye and muskie. And they're doing a lot of sawguy now, too. They're finding that a lot of our reservoirs, the sawguy are actually doing better than the walleye.
I think it's because the water is a little more turbid than walleye might like.
Right.
But the sawguy or sauger can do very well. And they've been out here in the canals for 20 years.
Yeah, for a long time.
Daryl Bauer and I have talked about that a number of times. And I have gone out a few times in the Tri-County Canal east of town near some of the checks.
Yep.
Specifically going after sauger.
Sauger, yeah.
And you can get them. There's enough there, you can get them. And that's kind of an interesting fish to catch.
And a lot of people won't really realize the difference between the walleye and the sawguy.
Right.
But still a neat fish to catch and pretty fish. Good eating, too. So.
Well, that's the big part. They're good eating. So.
Right.
I'm starting to hear music again, which means we've run out of time. Anything last we want to cover? Megan, you got anything else?
Yes. Lastly, we'll be having an event on May 18th at Powell's Brewery. It's Nebraska Nature Nerd Night, and so we'll be doing trivia from 7 to 9 p.m.
Who thought of that name?
I think that was derived out of our Lincoln office.
Yes.
But, hey, Nerd Night. You
Nature
know, there's
Nerd Night.
There's got to be more people like us.
I like that. That's when, the 18th?
Yep, May 18th.
And it's trivia, so what's the format? You're sitting there and you're asking questions or something?
Yep, we'll ask questions, you drink a beer, and try and get the answers right and learn along the way.
Oh.
It's going to be fun. Come on out to Pals.
I'll have to take Tristan with me to do the beer drinking part.
I'd make that sacrifice for you.
Very good. Ladies, thanks for coming in. Thanks for telling us about what you got going, and again, great job. Keep it up. It's fun.
Thanks for having us.
That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.